This morning's weather forecast continues to be focused around an upper-level low-pressure system that is expected to form during the middle to latter part of next week across the heart of the eastern Midwest. This upper-level low will have huge implications for planting, and the market is running a bit amok today over the concerns over this developed feature. Right now, confidence is still not very high exactly where the upper-level low will be and how intense it will be, but if it forms, and it likely will, we will see showers and a lot of cloudiness and cooler biased temperatures prevailing underneath this low and around it, and that will likely create an environment that's unfavorable for spring planting. And for a big part of the Midwest that's already struggling with getting into the fields in the first place, that is not a good forecast. The upper level low is most likely overly intensified in today's model data, and a lot of caution is still urged there. We will see rain of significance occur as this feature first develops, which will be Wednesday into Friday of next week. Widespread precipitation will likely occur over a big part of the Midwest as that forms, but we don't expect it to be a persistent, significant rainy weather pattern that will last for a full week thereafter. But we do expect a cooler biased environment and a pattern of showers that will occur that will still be a hindrance to fieldwork across that period of time in the eastern Midwest. Right now, the most favored area for the low to be located will probably be northern Indiana or southwestern Michigan, but to be quite honest with you, the low could go just about anywhere across the Midwest, and as it does actually develop and begins to set up shop somewhere, the forecasts are likely to be adjusted additionally. For right now, though, it looks like the scenario is going to go like this for the next several days. We'll see rain coming out of Kansas and Missouri today and working its way through the Ohio River Basin this weekend. The storm system responsible will likely produce 1 to 2.5 inches of rain in Kentucky and some 1 to 1.5 inch amounts in a few locations north of the Ohio River in southern parts of Indiana and southern sections of Ohio. Everybody else from Missouri to central Ohio will see 0.4 inches to about 1.25 inches out of this disturbance, with a lot of the amounts on the lighter end of that range. The disturbance, though, will be around at least until we get into the first part of Sunday, and we'll likely see the precipitation diminishing thereafter. To the immediate north of this rainy area will be an area that will not see much precipitation until the upper-level low forms around mid to late week next week. That means northern Illinois, portions of northern Indiana, parts of southwestern Michigan, and northwestern Ohio will have a chance for additional drying from now through Monday at least, and probably into Tuesday as well. Some of these areas were flooded last week by heavy rains, but there's a good chance that by Monday of this week, we'll likely see enough firming of the soil that farmers may be able to get out and get aggressive in the fields for just a day or two before the upper-level low forms. And those areas that are not quite dry enough may actually be planted anyway, because the knowledge of the upper-level low is still resting in the backs of the farmers' minds, and that might just lead them to making that decision. It will be difficult, though, to get the fieldwork as aggressive as they might desire, just simply because of the fact that we could end up with that upper-level low occurring quickly enough that the amount of drying time is somewhat limited. Temperatures will be cooler than usual in the second week of the outlook across the eastern Midwest. Now, if your interest in the western Corn Belt is relatively high, you should be aware of the fact that in that part of the Midwest, we'll actually see a favorable environment for field work, especially once the upper-level low forms. Places like Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, and Iowa will likely see a favorable environment for field work, and the temperatures may be a little on the mild side, but they will still get some progress made. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.